Mini episode 983 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 983. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Billions episode 3.7. Here's our top five developments coming out of episode 3.6. Number five, hanging threads get pulled. With a show like Billions that has some one-off material in each episode, it's not always clear what elements are going to pop up again. Some seem more unlikely than others. For example, we've probably heard the last of the subplot about Wags' Manhattan burial spot, but there had been some elements this season that the show needed to revisit at some point, and we got to see the ones that we really needed. Taylor is still working with the Quants, and they are now the cornerstone of the post-Bobby strategy for the firm, if it comes to that. Taylor and Oscar are now openly a thing, more about that in a minute. Spiros and Dollar Bill still hate each other, and Spiros' spiral of neediness among the power players climaxes in the most Spiros act of douchiness shown yet, his pretentious spy-like takedown of Wendy that backfired an enraged Axe. It's good to see this show coming back to some of the stories that helped define the first half of the season, and very fitting in what could easily pass as a mid-season finale if the show was going on hiatus for a while. Number four, how hard is it to plant a slide anyway? Who the heck thought that Chuck went to all of that effort last week to get the incriminating slide only to have to resort to planting it in Bobby's apartment? Even before his cooperative relationship with Dake ended later in the episode, it was clear that Chuck had no faith that getting the slide into Eastern's hands would be allowed to happen by Connerty. In the end, more about that in a minute, Chuck didn't even end up taking the one opportunity that he did have. Number three, Taylor lets the new relationship with Oscar be seen in the open. Granted, Dollar Bill yanked the card away from Oscar anyway, but it didn't seem like that big of a deal. While there was some amusement at the firm about what kind of person Taylor would date, nobody was that big of a jerk about it, nor did anyone think it could pose a conflict of interest because of Taylor's Vulcan-like ability to separate logic from feelings. All in all, the relationship is being handled in stride by all involved, including the participants, so far anyway. Number two, Judge DiGiulio bails out Connerty when he needed it most. Shorn of much hard evidence due to witness tampering that he knew but could not prove, Connerty had no mojo in court and only kept the case alive for another week due to the mercy of the judge who was a friend of Chuck's, yet another bitter irony for the head man at Southern. But Brian's new lease on life, provided by Spiros, set up his most direct confrontation with Chuck yet, a probable point of no return between these two men who were once mentor and protege. With Dake now neutralized as a break on Connerty's actions, shiznit just got real for both of the most powerful men in New York. Number one, Chuck throws the biggest curveball in the history of Billions. His entire character history, as well as how much he invested personally, literally, in Axe's downfall, led you to believe that he'd plant that slide and come back to the table with Wendy and Bobby smirking. But on this episode, maybe the most important one in the history of the franchise so far, Chuck did have some transformative character moments, not least of which his emotional apology to his father and his desire to protect his wife at all costs. He had to have realized he was throwing his marriage away if he used that moment to take advantage of Wendy's trust by planting the slide, unless she was in on the aborted plot, which seems unlikely given her loyalty to Bobby. But Chuck's a man who's already spied on his wife's therapy notes to get dirt on Axe, so he'd been down this road before. But instead, he came back to the table and flicked the slide down, shocking Wendy, Bobby, and the viewers in one of the most shocking moves in recent TV history. He and his archenemy are now truly in this together, bonded by regard for the same woman, even though it never mattered in the previous history of their grudge. They'll either all be saved together, or all go down together. Again, if this was a mid-season finale, it would be an agonizing wait for the next episode. Instead, with the season finale of Homeland having occurred last week, Billions moves up an hour and cuts our anticipation time. We're so lucky. Thank you for joining us for this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.